idea.
Entretanto, estamos a ter sessões de trabalho abertas para falarmos e fecharmos o trabalho feito. Mas hoje aquilo que nós, o pretexto, decidimos para abrir também, porque a natureza de um projeto à volta da cultura livre só pode ser aqui ser aberto, aquilo que nos trouxe hoje foi a ideia de uma exposição chamada Livros como Atitude. Quais significam as sessões que querem para nos ajudar? Sobre os livros com atitude e porque é que se chama assim?
Sim, é uma referência a uma citação do autor do primeiro sistema de Wiki, que criou o WikiWeb. Então ele tem uma frase que eu não me lembro de cor, mas que o que diz basicamente é que qualquer pessoa que usa o sistema é forçada a ser um autor. Tem que editar o conteúdo a que está a ser
e não ser só um leitor
passivo que vê o sistema mas não interfere com ele. É obrigatório que faça qualquer coisa. E daí essa ideia de um programa com atitude, que era o que ele dizia, um software com atitude, e porque obriga qualquer pessoa que o use a tomar uma decisão ou a tomar uma ação. E daí esta ideia também com os livros, de serem livros que são publicados com licenças livres e que estão disponíveis para serem alterados por outras pessoas e disponíveis.
So, some questions back to English, because now we're getting to the exhibition proper. And for that, really happy to have Manuel Schmalsti from Grayscale Press to Geneva.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. And,
Thank you.
edition to everyone. So
yes, thank you, Ricardo, for that introduction. And thank you for having me here. Thank you, family, for the invitation. And it's a really, really big pleasure to introduce, to celebrate this opening of the exhibition, and most importantly, of a new library that has been assembled by Anna and Ricardo, and which is a little library, but a very important one, that consists of books made with FLOSS, free, Libre, and open source tools. What does this mean? Maybe let's just think first, what is actually a book nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. Is it a decoration object, or is it a tool, or is it a vehicle for an idea, or is it something like Elisa is holding right now in her head, for instance? And does it actually matter how the book has been made? Isn't actually the content what historically is the main feature of a book? Like the cover is important, of course, to sell it, but then maybe some people throw the jacket away because they just prefer to hold it naked without an image. And traditionally, we think rather about the message, the content, right? And a novel written by Tolstoy, will it be actually different if it has been typeset on a Gutenberg printer or on a linotype machine or in the mainstream commercial typesetting software of the moment or on some underground tool written by the author himself? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if you cannot see it actually? Maybe. I mean, like, for instance, in an apple, can we see if it contains genetically modified organisms or not? Actually, we cannot see it. Or maybe it would look even nicer. And will it make a difference if we eat it? Probably not scientifically, but who knows, anyway. And with books, it could be the same, like details matter, maybe even unconsciously, like for typography freaks, the typeface of a book will matter a lot. If you will read the novel completely differently if it has been typeset in sans or in serif. And maybe also the word spacing makes a difference. Like for school children, the word spacing is very important. They will learn easier if it's more visibly separated words. And different softwares do the word spacing differently. They do the hyphenation differently. So who knows? Maybe it matters a lot, actually. And now, actually, to know that, we have to look at the books and we have to compare them a bit. I think when you started doing this library, you didn't really know how it would fit together. You invite a lot of friends, or like a lot of people, friends of you maybe, who don't know each other, and you put them in a room, and maybe they will get along and have a good party, or maybe they won't really talk to each other. So we have to read actually a little bit and check this library to see if it makes sense and if there are common threads or if it's actually just random. And the interesting thing, look at it. We'll do that after. Like, you will see that there are very, very different books, like novels in many different languages, like in Flemish, I think, right? mathematic books, comics, right? And with a lot of different intents, like made to entertain, or made exactly not to entertain, or informative books, or books with disinformation. And for some of them, the flossy aspect of creating them is fundamental and completely part of the layout, like in many works of the OSP team, of which two representatives are here, like the Eater 9 book, where archives have been parsed and transformed by the software that was customly written, or the very recent work of for the Balsamin Theater, of which we see here a very, very fresh example, where code was written to create a layout that could not have happened otherwise. Other interesting works may look like a really ordinary classical book following typesetting rules of centuries ago, but they were actually written in a book sprint in 5 days through a Floss software like Bookie. Elisa can tell me more about, actually. Or
the process of a book sprint is to write a book in 5 days, and some of people here participate at the book sprint. And in reality, we write collaboratively the books. So the first day is more make structure, and the 3 day after it write, and the last day is to read and proofread.
So I think there is one example there of the Floss manual ecosystem, the collaborative futures. There is another book that you participated in that was also written through a hybrid collage system that transformed it, written by Brendan Howell, and it's a book that looks like a normal novel that you buy at the train station. Or there is a book that is made from Wikipedia articles that were parsed and compiled, and that was probably written by 500 or maybe by 1,000 people. And there are many other examples, but I will stop here. So,
no further ado.
Let's have a look.
And we are allowed to approach the exhibition?
No.
Yes.
No.
Those tables are here for reading, actually. So you may borrow a book, but you have to bring it back afterwards.
And how long will the library be here?
It will be here until the end of the month.
Yes.
Right, for a couple of weeks. After which we were struggling with what would happen to the library itself, but we found what we think is a wonderful fate for the books, because in 100 kilometers away from here, in a city called Izil, there's a nice place called the Okula, which is a small, tiny room in a huge college that are dedicated to spreading and teaching free software and using it. Among other examples, they use the award-winning animations with Blender. And we actually, when we say that we only know a handful of people who are in our general vibe here in Portugal, actually it's them. So we thought they would be, and this project would be a good end for these books. Hopefully they will be here on Saturday, but also really happy that this does not end here. We'll go somewhere else and cause other kinds of influences. But that said, the purpose of the evening is really just to stop a little. You'll notice that we removed all power cords, and that's not by accident. We'll get our computers tomorrow, but tonight we just sit down. We have the bar almost and the books as well, so we should just get on to it.
Thank you.